This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
We want to talk about meeting the parents because it's that time. Like, this is that awkward thing. Like, if you wait, I don't want to go off on a tangent, but if you wait to meet your girlfriend or boyfriend's parents for the first time on like a holiday, you're an idiot.
Well, because first of all, you got to be on for all our family. There's like 80 people here.
Yes.
You go from 0 to 60.
You got to meet them like at a Wendy's or kind of, yeah, Chili's or something.
Yeah.
Like, do some
lean
little
yourself
thing
onto it instead of boom, you got to be this whole big show.
But there are some people who choose to just bite
knock
the
it
bullet
out, knock
and
it
just
out
like
one.
let's meet aunts, uncles, you know, cousins.
Get
all
her done.
Yeah. How many parents have you met? I think you've surprised me. A couple of girlfriends you've had recently, you've actually met.
I met both the mother and the father of the last one. Yeah.
For real?
Because she talked me up so much. And her parents aren't even from here, but they flew in to visit her. And then we all got together and I got to live up to the hype, I guess. I tried to.
How did you live? Like, what was... Whoa.
She, well,
hold on. Pull up a chair. Really?
Well, yeah. Because, you know, my job. You know, that was so she kind of hyped that.
Oh my God. And then
my car and I'm a gentleman, I'm a nice guy and da, 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 da.
Did
so,
they do the, like, say something funny?
Well, so what's your show?
Explain how this disc jockeying works.
That type of thing. Ugh. But it's kind of cool because he was English. And so I got to talk to him about
like English.
Exactly. And by the end, I was glad I was mocking him because I just kind of picked up the accent on its own.
Oh, but your accents are
right. But I
legendary.
Charmed. You find a list of six things and I do the last two.
Okay. Here's the list of things. And what we want from you guys right now is if you've met the parents,
not anything nice like
and
me.
It went swimmingly horribly.
There we go.
I mean, we don't want to hear, oh my God, they loved me.
You know what?
It was great. That would be lame.
What I can't wait for you is when your kids and
they
get to meet you.
Oh, God,
you.
It's going to be terrifying.
And we're coming up on that. They're not too far away now.
What are you talking about? My daughter's 6. I'll murder anybody
your
who comes
son
in.
Is 10. He's going to be 13, 14-ish, somewhere in there.
Some girl's going to come over?
Yeah, they're going to be bringing people home for you to meet.
Oh, no.
I know.
That's not going to go well.
That's going to be
fun. These are notes for future people that come to my house. Number one, it says be yourself.
Yeah, don't put on airs. Don't try to be anything you're not. Just relax. Chill out. I know it's like a job interview, and they're going to judge you the second you walk away, but still.
But, dude, if you were being charming...
I was just being me.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's your false front that...
Kind of the false face I put on, but...
Number two, grooming is a must.
Okay. I know a lot of the kids in this generation, whatever, they don't really care about that anymore. I think that's still important.
If a girl came over to like meet me, she was like Noah's girlfriend.
You would shave and...
No, I gotta shave. She's gotta shave. Wait, never mind. You know, I don't think they're talking about...
He should be well-groomed.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Number three is not on here. Number four is know their interests from your girlfriend before they meet.
Now,
you're awesome at that.
I try to be. Like when I lived with Kelly for a long time ago for 4 years, like we were married, her dad was a trucker. So I kind of talked a lot of trucking and stuff, but I could keep up.
So he comes in because if you guys have never been around Steve, he hates to talk about himself.
Exactly.
So he'll find out some fact about you. And if he knows a fact ahead of time, he'll actually Google stuff. Because we've been at an airport with somebody and it's like somebody from like a children's hospital or whatever. And you know that they went to like, I remember you knowing stuff about the horned frogs or something. I'm like, yes,
Texas.
You like Googled stuff.
And then I started.
So you could have this conversation with this girl.
Why do you remember
that? Because
that's
what you do. And it wasn't like you were hitting on her.
No.
You just make sure that the conversation...
Yeah, that I can keep up. And I think she was impressed.
Now, these are the ones that Steve does. Assure them. What does that mean?
You know, just that I'm not going to... I'm not the creepy guy. I'm not the crazy guy. I'm not every guy that was in her past.
Okay.
I got to separate yourself from every guy that they've met.
I feel like if anybody tries to assure me, you don't... If you're not the creepy guy, you don't have to assure me of that. Okay. I'll pick it up.
But when
you
say it. Okay, I won't. Yeah, you're right.
As soon as you go, hey, I'm not going to murder.
No,
it's like, I wasn't even thinking that, but now I am. Thanks for putting my head on that page.
Yeah, probably not that drastic.
So then just make them feel
okay,
like...
Okay, that is kind of creepy.
And the last, assuring is not good.
And the last one's even creepier now.
Talk about her and praise how good they raised her.
You done good with this one. What?
She's good stock. And then pull up on her lip and show her teeth and her gums.
It's like
go,
it's a
look at them gums. That's a healthy one there.
Well, you got to do it subtly, like, oh my God, she is so sweet and polite. You got to, when compliments for her are compliments for her parents. So you got to... is that just creepy?
That feels...
I only do those two. I got to stop doing these.
I would definitely stop doing those
two. Slacker, I am not a stalker. See, I assure you, I'm not.
A, you don't get to date any of my children.
Well, no.
And B, well, the age difference. How about we talk about something else?
Okay.
We also found some stories from Reddit, and just to like paraphrase a couple of them, one person, when they went over, and I've been in this situation, they were meeting the rents for the first time. They made steak with all the fixings. Like, they put a piece of steak in their mouth, realize that it went down sideways, and they're like, you can't like be like on your first meeting, you just can't. So they were like, oh my God, let me just start drinking water to try to get it down.
No, that's the last thing you should do.
Because now you're choking and drowning.
Yes.
So that's happening. And after about 15 seconds, they had to just start pointing at their throat like,
oh my God.
Oh crap, oh crap, oh crap. Mom gets up, gives the Heimlich.
Wow.
Barf.
Oh,
all over the floor. And then all the dogs in the house come running in.
They're all lapping
and eat the barf. This is the kind of meet the parents
story.
That's
an epic.
That's what we're looking for.
Yes.
Did you barf and have dogs eat it at your first meeting? Another one was like this. It was a white girl and a Hispanic male,
mm-hmm.
and she was brought over to meet his mom. The mom just talked about her in Spanish the whole time. Like, look at the birthing hips on her.
Oh.
Is she pregnant yet? I've always wanted a little white grandbaby and blah, blah, blah. Downside is, white girl.
She flew it.
She speaks.
Oh, but she didn't let on.
She
just let them go
Spanish
on. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, let them, like, meeting the rents was all about her birthing hips.
Now, that's epic.
That's what we need. We don't want your stories of...
You assured the parents.
Yeah, well, I mean, maybe if you did that, if you're like...
I'm not going to barf on this meal and have your dogs.
If you run down a list of serial killers like, Ted Bundy, Dahmer, I'm not like any of them. That's probably not a good...
Well,
that's assuring, but not reassuring.
I need to stop that one.
Yes. If you've met the parents and it went horrifyingly bad, we would love to hear your story. Jenny?
Yay.
Meeting the parents gone bad.
So I guess he didn't tell his parents that we were coming over to meet them.
Mm.
And when we walked in, they were doing things on the couch.
They were doing things like macrame, or they were doing things like...
It wasn't quite sexual relations, but they were working their way up to that.
Whoa.
You caught them in, like, foreplay?
Yeah.
Hi, Mom. Allow me to meet Jenny.
Yeah, it was very interesting. They're like, why don't you guys just go up to his room and you can come back down in a little bit. We're like, okay.
Oh, they said I
they went ahead and...
Gotta respect that.
No, you don't.
You're in my house. You guys...
What? Did you stay with that guy?
I was with him like all of my senior year, yeah.
Yeah, huh?
Without being graphic...
Very early in the relationship, too.
Without being graphic, how, like, did you see junk on either of them?
Okay.
No, she was covering his.
Okay.
You never sat on that couch.
I wouldn't.
During the whole relationship.
Not without a towel. Bringing my own towel with me to that couch.
Yeah, that's right out of the box of the relationship.
That's not good. Hi, nice to meet you. I'll shake your hand later. Thank you, Jenny. That's disgusting. Jessica.
Yeah, guys.
Yeah. Meet the rents. What happened?
Well, the first thing you need to know is that I'm a bit of a husky girl.
Okay.
First time I met my boyfriend's parents, we were both teenagers. And before we could even shake hands, they looked at me and directly looked at him and said, "You got her pregnant."
Oh, that's like a double slam on you. I mean.
Hi and no.
Yeah, that's pretty much the first thing that came out of my mouth was like, "Oh no."
Yeah.
Just this, bad.
Yeah.
How do you bounce back from that?
It was really awkward, but I have actually lost weight since that incident. So it's been kind of an awkward story no one wants to talk about.
Oh. So you're still with the guy whose parents accuse you of being pregnant?
Yep, 4 years together.
Oh. Wow, okay.
Are you pregnant yet?
Okay,
well. No.
No, that's probably for the best.
Dang.
That is not a great beginning, though. Thank you for the call, Jessica.
That was harsh.
Belin?
Yes.
Yes.
Meet the parents.
Meet the parents. 2 weekends ago, I went over to my boyfriend's house, and I'm Mexican, and he's white.
Okay.
There was a bunch of people around. I'm being very proper, kind of trying to be nice to everybody. His grandma goes up to me and grabs my hand and asks, first question she asks me, "Are you legal?"
Oh, what?
Are you legal?
Are you in this country legally? That's her first.
Are you serious?
I'm Martian. I wanted to answer to her, but I was like, I'm in HR. I handle people's paperwork, so of course I'm legal. I'm very legal.
Whoa.
Okay, so that's not going well. But grandma, you know,
old school.
Next generation up is kind of typically just the racism and like increases as you go up the.
How'd you get over that wall?
Oh my God.
No,
right. Oh man. I don't think I could have done it by myself. His God sent uncle grabbed my hand and he's like, "You don't have to answer anything this old crazy woman has to say. Just come over here."
Nice. There we go.
That is extremely awkward. Thank you for the call.
Jeez.
Dana.
Yay.
Yay. Meet the rents.
So I had been dating my boyfriend for under a week. We had gone out to a bar the night before. So, you know, dressed up, heels, cute jeans, cute top. And I stayed the night at his house, and the next morning I hear a man's voice that I don't know. And I was like, "Who is that?" And he tells me, "Oh, that's my dad. He's coming over to help me paint my living room." So I have to go downstairs dressed in the clothes.
Oh, yeah. You had to walk a shame right in front of dad.
Yeah.
How was that?
So I walk down the stairs, and his dad is standing there. And the first thing he says to me is, "Honey, you can't paint in those clothes. Go make Jeremy give you some other clothes." So
what?
My boyfriend gives me a like nasty old undershirt, shorts that are stapled together, and this pair of nasty tennis shoes, and I have to come back downstairs
and paint?
Then also meet yes, and then also meet his other brother and his brother
in his clothes
the rest of the afternoon with them.
You know what? It would have been worth it. Look, I'm just a one night stand.
Yes.
I'm out of here. You
peace
guys.
Out.
Yes.
We don't paint. One night stands, we're one and done, and we
holy
definitely
smokes.
Don't paint. Thank you for the call. Daniel?
Yay.
Yay. Meet the rents.
So I was dating this girl, and we were living together, and I come home from work one day, and I find her laying in bed, in our bed. And she had slit her wrist, and she was lying in a puddle of her own blood there.
Whoa.
So I bandaged her up and get her to the hospital, but I grabbed her cell phone. So I met the rents on a phone call telling them that we were in the hospital and their daughter had tried to commit suicide.
Holy crap.
Very awkward conversation.
Hi.
Jeez.
How did that, then they came to the hospital and you were like, what?
Yeah, they came to the hospital and we didn't know each other. So when they came to the room, I was sitting there. And I said, "Hi, I'm Daniel." And we introduced ourselves. I shook her dad's hand, and they went to their daughter's side.
Holy
smokes. That's how I met her parents.
So in your head, you're thinking she did it because of the parents, and the parents are thinking she did it
because
of you.
You.
And you're like, oh.
Everybody's like, accusation
yeah.
central.
It's like, holy crap.
Did you keep dating her?
Oh, yeah. We stayed dating for her for a while until she did it the second time. And then I realized that I wasn't a good for her, and we split ways.
Wow, Daniel.
Yeah, no, that's probably.
Yeah.
Although I'd be a little afraid of breaking up with her,
mm-hmm.
but wow, that's
well,
awkward.
I lost two beds over it.
Oh, oh, I can see how that would be problematic. All right, thank you, Daniel. Tracy. Yes. Meet the parents.
Yay.
What happened?
Well, we went out to a Mexican food restaurant. And I sucked down two big margaritas within 10 minutes.
Nice.
And when I get to drinking, I get to laughing.
Oh, boy.
And I am laying in the booth on my husband's lap, well, he's my husband now, snorting and laughing uncontrollably.
This is the first time you met them? You got wasted?
I did.
Oh, yeah. That's usually not the...
It's not on Steve's list of things. Well, assure them, get rip-roaring drunk is not...
Get loaded is...
Well, he had told them a little bit about me. I had two kids from a previous marriage, and they did not approve. So I was pretty nervous.
Ooh. Did they approve of this little...
Oh, it looks like we see how you get pregnant. You just get drunk and just get giddy. But you ended up marrying him, so you win.
Yeah, that is true.
Thank you, Tracy. Carly.
Yes.
Meet the parents.
So this was quite a while ago, but my boyfriend at the time, we were going up to his parents' house and we got in a little bit late and we walked in. There was a bunch of snow outside too. So he went out back to go kind of put up his Jeep and stuff like that. So I walk into the front door and standing there is his mom and dad dancing naked in the living room, wearing just cowboy boots and cowboy hats. Dancing, and I'm not kidding, dancing with a cardboard cutout of Kenny Chesney and playing Kenny Chesney in the background.
Oh, wow. That's a lot to take in.
And this is literally the first time you've ever seen them?
First time I ever met them. Talk about the most awkward breakfast.
And they knew you were coming?
Well, we got in late. Because of the storm, I think they just thought we were going to come in the morning.
Well, we're here now.
Yeah. Was it
my turn with Chesney? That is awkward. Thank you, Carly. Kat?
Yeah.
Meet the parents. What happened to you?
I met a guy and we started dating while his parents were on a several month extended vacation.
Okay.
And after a strong night of partying, everybody else got up and left for work, and they left me at the house by myself.
Ooh.
I was naked in his bed with a bong on the nightstand and a frisbee full of weed, and I woke up to mom and dad home early, and I was the only one in the house.
Hi! What a hit! Oh my God! I don't even do drugs, and I knew what to say!
Yes,
you have to!
Got an offer!
No, you gotta... Hey, as long as this is awkward, you know. To take the edge off of this awkwardness, big fat bong hit.
Yeah.
What do you say?
What happened?
Yeah. I didn't even know what to say. I'm just trying to cover myself up and like throw some clothes on. And his mother threw the bong at me as I was running out the front door.
Oh,
you had to run away? Were you naked running away, or you got your chance to get?
No, I managed to scramble some clothes on, but it was a really, really awkward 5-year relationship afterwards because his parents never got over it.
You did the run of shame. That's actually
full on bong avoiding run of shame. I don't even know if that exists, but it does now.
Wow.
Thank you for the call, Kat. I don't think I could stay with somebody if that's how my relationship started. Evie.
Yay.
Meet the rents.
So I was going to meet my ex at the time's parents, or my ex now's parents, sorry. And his mom breezed past him and grabbed my mommy parts and asked me if they were real.
She felt you up the very first time she met you.
Yeah, with like a, are those real? Oh my God.
Wow.
I can't believe those are real.
Well, I guess we all have to know. Are they real? Or?
Yes, in fact, they are.
Yeah.
All's well that ends well. Thank you. You still want to tell your Meet the Rent stories, you'll have to find the Slacker and Steve Facebook page.
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.